Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing you expert analysis on what the new CAP deal means for you and your farm payments.
Now, we're going to end where we started this morning, on Ireland's inland waterways. Irish folk music duo Ye Vagabonds have just embarked on a tour called All Boats Rise, and they'll travel by slow barge along the River Barrow and the Royal and Grand Canals. Along the way, they'll moor their barge to perform free outdoor concerts, or happenings, as they call them. Well, Brenda Donoghue joined them as they made their way to Banagher in County Offaly, where the Grand Canal meets the Shannon, to perform with their guest, Thomas McCarthy.
Hey Brenda, how's it going?
How's it going, Brenda?
Which one is Brian, which one is Dermot?
I'm Brian and I'm Dermot, yeah.
Okay, it's very hard. You both have beards. I'll have to figure out a way.
You picked a windy day. We're in a very wide part of the Shannon. We came down through Belmont Lock yesterday and we arrived here last night. It was really exciting getting down onto the Shannon, just hitting the deep water, and it's wide and brilliant thing. It's an amazing place to land into.
Both of you are embarking on a really interesting project, All Boats Rise.
Before the pandemic, we had been non-stop, flat-out touring, and it's very tiring. We were going from the motorway to the venue. You don't see a whole lot of the towns. It's very fast-paced, and you almost lose track of where you are and nearly who you are. So we were saying we wanted to do something slower, something where we got to access different places as well, because if you're always on the motorway and you're always going to major towns, there's a lot of places you don't see, there's a lot of people you don't meet. I had never been to Banagher before, and we had a pizza in Hawk's Pub last night, and the tunes they were playing in there, brilliant. That was great, Brad. Yeah.
Come down into the cabin here, just down these creaky steps.
This is your home for the next month.
Yeah, this is the captain's room, actually.
Well, which one of you is the captain?
I think Brian thinks he's the captain.
And then this is the wee room with the four bunks in it, two of which are full of instruments, and the other two, me and Dermot, are sleeping in. It's our first time sharing the one room for this length of time since we were about 7 or 8. It's nice, though. We're looking straight out onto the Shannon, like, you're very low down, so you're looking right out at the waves and ducks going past and things, and it's kind of an amazing perspective on the water and on the country, I think. Great. So, Brenda, we're heading off on the Shannon now. We're going to turn the boat around and we're going to take her for a wee spin. We're just going to heat up the engine now first.
Okay, lovely.
So what I'll do now is I'm going to untie these ropes and we'll push off first. So Breen's just going to untie the ropes there.
We've now come to the bow and we're moving gently along the canal. When did you both decide that you were going to work together musically?
I guess we were kind of teenagers by the time we became friends in a way, you know. But we started busking together in Carlow. We really enjoyed it and did well at it and started getting gigs out of it, and people started taking an interest in us, I suppose. We moved to Dublin then maybe about 10 years ago, and that was when we started to make more of a career of it, I guess.
You're going to do a song for me. I'm pinching myself here. What are you going to sing and what should we know about it?
This is a song that I found a couple of verses in this old RTE documentary from the 70s about the bargemen of the Grand Canal and the Barrow. There's only two verses in the documentary, and I don't know who the singer is, but he sounds like he's from around Carlow anyway. And so we've been putting a couple more verses to it. The pride of the Barrow anyway.
Why, oh, he's a boatman, he's handsome and tall. He sails down the Barrow, the neatest of all, with his copper brown hair and his violet blue eyes. He's the pride of the Barrow and my heart's delight. I wish him safe sailing from Lowtown to here, from Greig up to Loughlin by bridges and weirs, from Dublin to Belmont with a 40-ton load and a fine pair of horses going down to Carlow.
Well, Brenda, now we've just come a couple of hundred yards down the Shannon and we're pulling up here in front of, I think it's an old barracks. We were just joining our friends here on the shore and we're about to start to sing song, and one of our friends has shown up here, Thomas McCarthy. Hello, Thomas. How are you doing?
Oh, dear mate. How are you keeping? Great to see you.
Great to see you too.
This is what it's about, isn't it, Dermot?
Yeah. This is it. Yeah, we're coming around all these parts of the country to meet our friends and sing songs.
Thomas, great to meet you.
Yeah, you too, Brenda.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. I know you're a folk singer, a proud member of the travelling community, and you're going to sing here today.
I only come from down the road. Yes. Bor I come from. I have friends arriving. We'll have a great session. It's going to be a great night.
Thomas, can I ask you just a little bit about your own work and your own music? Because I believe you're archiving some music from the travelling community. Tell me what you do and what is it that's so unique and special about it?
I'm going around, Brenda, with Irish Traditional Music Archive with the help of the Arts Council. Loads of people have come forward. I've met some old people and they're so old-fashioned still. I want to adopt them and take them home with me. Lovely, soft, old, gentle people. They kill you with food, shove it into your mouth, you know. They'd kill you with kindness, and it's just great to see them and see the traditions that they still hold on to. This has to be preserved because it's been wiped out so fast. I met a lady the other day who has got these ancient songs. Not old, I mean ancient. And her history is just mind-blown. I'm drawn to her. And there's just so many I'm drawn to. Most of these songs wouldn't be made by travellers. Travellers just kept them. You see, because we were behind the rest of society in time, we held on to them a lot longer. It's wonderful that we've been given this opportunity to do it. Because in the past, there's never been a traveller gone round and done it before. So people are coming forward. But all this will eventually be available.
We'll be able to be those flies on the wall because of what you're doing.
You see, we shared a great history up until the early 60s. We were always together, country people and travelling people. There was no difference. Mm. Even when I was a kid around these houses here, we didn't knock on doors. We opened doors. We were a necessity to country life.
If I was to say to you, Thomas, what is unique about the music that you're collecting from the travelling community?
There's a rawness to it, where lots of stuff today has been polished up and you're getting the real deal. And it's just in us. It's in our DNA. It's simple as that. My mother used to have a saying, it's too sweet to be wholesome. And you really need the raw stuff.
Are you going to sing some raw music for us that you love?
Oh, I am. My family were known in the town of Bor for singing for decades. And this is one of them, the Wicklow Mountains High. There were three young jolly sporting men set out on a hunting one day. They were hunting over the Wicklow Mountains on their way back down for Bray. They spied a naked woman with her hair tied to the ground. Are ye the highway robber men? Oh no, we did reply.
Dermot and Breen, I have thoroughly enjoyed my time with you. Thank you very much.
We're absolutely just pinching ourselves. We feel so lucky to be able to do it. We've been thinking about this idea for years, and the fact that we're now actually on the boat, I'm having to pinch myself and try to remain very present all the time, because it feels like a very special time for us already. I guess it feels like a bit of an achievement to move this thing around, you know? It's moving slower. It's a different sense of time.
It's around the country, I'm a roving journey man.
Lovely stuff there from Brenda Donoghue on the All Boats Rise tour by Ye Vagabonds with their guest Thomas McCarthy. And Miles O'Reilly is filming the entire adventure. And as I mentioned, it is a free event, but you do need to book. So go to yevagabonds.com and best of luck to them.